Okay, I was talking to Bobby about how he sets the mindset for the defense every week, usually starting on Wednesday. What does that do for you in meetings when he's getting guys on the same page with, like, sometimes a quote, sometimes a word, but getting you guys on the same page?
His quotes are terrible. And then we got to follow that meeting with McDermott meeting. McDermott be doing dad jokes, and his dad jokes are terrible. So we just go from terrible to terrible, honestly, to be honest. But he does talk to us about what we need for the week. And what we got to make sure that we're on top of, mostly is all fundamentals, how we play, you know, getting our eyes right, and just attacking, you know, just being a good defense.
Have there been any outliers of a quote you did like?
No.
No.
None of his quotes. None of them.
What does it do, though, for a defense when you guys are all, whether it's a good quote or not, you're on the same page?
Well, we all see when we're on the same page what we do. I mean, we get three and outs, we get turnovers, we get stops, we get an offense back the ball. And most of the time this year when we've given up stuff is because we all haven't been on the same page. So we just got to limit that as much as we can. So that's really it.
When you're watching the tape, what do you see on this Colts offense?
They look good to me. I know they got a little quarterback situation. Of what guys that they play, whether it's a rookie or Flacco. But Jonathan Taylor, he's still one of the best backs in the league. And they got a couple guys at receiver that could go. So coach is always good on the O-line. So they got a good offense. I don't think their record shows that, but they got a good offense.
The team that takes as many shots as they do down the field, does that change your focus as a player out there?
It's just ops. That's how we look at it. If you feel like you just want to throw the ball deep every play, we just know we just got to try to get interceptions as much as we can. So.
All of their receivers kind of offer something different. Yeah. They're top four. So from a rep to rep, because you line up against all of them, how do you prepare for each one?
They all bring something different to the table, you know. Got 14, he's good, stretch the ball vertical. Got 11, who's he's good too. And he's usually the guy. He's been a guy there for a while now. You got one slot guy, quick, shifty. 10, same thing, quick, shifty. So they all bring something different to the table. And you just gotta do it what you think you do best versus all of them, you know. So
Taylor a minute ago said that, you know, Taron Johnson's, you know, one of the best slot corners in the game. Do you agree with that, and just what makes Taron, you know, so efficient on defense guarding guys in the slot?
You said, do I agree with what Taylor said?
Yeah, do you agree with that?
Yeah, I agree with that. Yeah.
What makes Taron such a difference maker when he's on the field defensively for you guys?
I mean, so let's break it down. Nickel is a position that plays half the percentage, right? Because teams play base. We don't play base at all. So that shows you how much we value T as a nickel and as a linebacker. Because he's both, essentially. And we don't play base at all. He plays every snap. Tackles well. Communicates. He does most of all the, I would say, 75% of the communication on the back end goes through him. He can cover anybody man-to-man. No matter who it is. Big, small, fast, quick. That doesn't really matter. So I think, in my opinion, I think he's the best in the league at nickel.